Stella, can you tell me how you're involved with this project and what you actually do yourself?
Okay, well, I am a music teacher and musician. I play my main job is to play Irish music and other folk music, like Bulgarian music, for instance. I was classically trained, and so I am a music teacher here for Deimos, in two different groups, in Glomel and in San Nicolas di Pelene.
You get the children from the school. Do they come to you, or do you go into the school?
No, they come to us. They come to the Centre de Loisirs,
which is where.
There's one in San Nicolas du Pelin, and one in Glomel, and basically the kids are there to learn music.
And what age are they?
Between 7 and 12.
7 and 12.
Yeah.
And this is the first time that some of them will have ever played a musical instrument.
Yeah, and on top of that, they didn't really have a choice, because you come to a group, and that group has been assigned to a teacher, and whoever that teacher is going to be the instrument that's going to be taught.
This is what I was understanding, that certain schools, maybe like in Lanuskat, they've got clarinets, or somewhere else they've got something else, so that each school has got its own particular instrument.
Yeah, and the aim of the project is not to make super violinists out of a group. I mean, if the kids want to continue music after, of course, that would be great. But what we're trying to teach them is just music in general, really. And through an instrument that always works really well. And if they want to change instruments later in life, they'll have a basis of music already.
Well, I think that does work, doesn't it? That you find people who can play the piano can then transfer that reading skills, music reading skills, to playing maybe another instrument.
Yeah, for instance.
They can move from one to the other.
And we're also working with dance and singing, of course, as you saw.
I was just amazed. I mean, what a wonderful way to spend a morning.
Yeah.
To see this. So how often do you meet with All Together?
All Together we meet about once a month. And with the groups are each twice a week. They get music lessons for 3.5 hours a week.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, and that's it is all for free.
It's all for free.
All for free. And as you said, I think you mentioned the transport as well.
Yeah.
And where have the musical instruments come from?
That was the Philharmonie de Paris.
Oh,
That ordered them for us.
Fantastic.
But everything is funded by the CCKB and the sponsors that are involved in this project.
So what do you feel about this as a project?
It's a super opportunity for the kids to learn to play music, and it's a super opportunity also to create coherent groups of friends. You're making a project together. I don't know if you remember how you felt after doing a theater performance with your class in school, for example.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and it's such a great feeling to put something down like that, you know. So that's every Saturday like this is already a bit a test of that, and you see how incredibly concentrated they are. Even if during the week they might be a bit more rowdy, you see some Tuesday nights, for instance, are can be kind of hard because the kids are tired. It's Tuesday evening, Wednesday
it's
they're off
school, isn't it? Yes, and they want to just run around and play somewhere.
Yeah, that's
but,
it.
You know, to have to work with on a violin, which is difficult as well, isn't
which
it?
Which is a lot of concentration.
Holding it.
Yeah. But we're trying to make it as dynamic as possible, even if you have an instrument in your hands. And we're doing a lot of warming ups, physical warm ups.
I see that this morning with the singing and the movement, and which are all part, as you say, of the warm up.
Yeah.
And the, as you said, concentration.
Mm.
Brilliant. Well, best of luck with it,
Thank
Stella.
You very much.